Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Saturday morning. What do you got planned this weekend? Are you relaxing? You taking this time to get ahead on all those other projects? You're not letting up. What is it for you? How was your week? Did you have a productive week? Or is it for you, doesn't matter if it's the weekdays or weekends, I mean, you're on a mission with your body, with your life, with your business, with your job, your education, whatever it is. And so it's all the same to you. It's 7 days of totally focused dedication to achieving those things that you really want in life. That's what this podcast is all about. It's our ritual. It's our daily discipline. We just connect, you and I, two like-minded people who want the most out of life, who are going through this game, this challenge, trying to figure out this puzzle, trying to pick this combination like lock to enjoy the best things in life, to create the best versions of ourselves, to really play up our strengths and behind the scenes work on our weaknesses to become the total package, to make our man formation, to be the best version of ourselves both inside and outside of the gym. I have one person who I coach, my one-on-one weekly coaching that I talk about often on this podcast. I love the coaching because it gives me a chance to connect one-on-one with specific challenges with the people I work with to help them make those breakthroughs and help them through, you know, talking about their specific situation, their specific thoughts. It's a little different than this podcast. You know, we talk about a lot of great things. You're sending me your feedback, how much you're enjoying the stimulating talk. It's making you think about your life, and I'm really happy to do that for you. Helps me at the same time get my thoughts out. So total win-win situation for both of us. In my weekly one-on-one coaching, though, it's not just sent out to a broad audience. You know, right now, you're listening to this podcast. I don't know your specific situation, and I'm just hoping that, you know, my stories, you know, hit home with you. All right. But in one-on-one coaching, I can talk about a person's specific situation, his specific thoughts, and coach him and guide him to think about if those thoughts and actions are leading him to where he really wants to go. And you can learn more about my one-on-one coaching, my weekly one-on-one coaching. Again, I do this 30 minutes, same day, same time every week. And I do it in 3, 6, and 12 months of commitment on your part. All right, so check that out at skiplacour.com. Go to the coaching link, then click weekly coaching. I've got a video. I explain the whole process to you. But I learn a lot about life. I'm very passionate. I'm very interested in the success and the journey of the people I work with. And there's one particular gentleman, and you know his journey. He invested in the Man Formation program a few years ago, and it really helped him. And then he came to me for coaching because he got to a certain level, all these things. He was feeling great about himself. He wanted to take it to that next level. And it's just so amazing because here he is. He had a very good job in education. He really loved how the confidence that he got from the Man Formation program, right? And this program that I'm talking about, go to skiplacour.com, click the link that says Man Formation. You'll know what I'm talking about. And he got to a point where he goes, you know, this is cool. I got a lot out of it, but, you know, I want to sharpen my skills or go to the next level, right? How can I do that? And so in a very short period of time, you know, what I really just did is had him focus on a bigger goal than what he was doing. See, the bigger the goal that you have, the more ambitious the goal is, and it just demands all of your time, energy, your physical, mental, emotional abilities. You have to align everything in its most effective and efficient manner. It really pushes you, right? It really stretches you. The bigger the goal is, then all of the man formation skills that you've learned that were so effective in the past, you have to take those up to the next level, right? Like I said, you know, this past couple days, I was at the bodybuilding.com headquarters and working with a lot of different departments, you know, to piece together the win-win situation that I can create with Mass Machine Nutrition and bodybuilding.com. And it made me think, with all the skills to create those win-win situations and the mindset, the things that I talk to you about in this podcast, how I'm not really using them as much as I really could because I'm at home one-on-one talking to you through this podcast over the internet on a through the computer, doing a lot of my work there, and it's not that one-on-one connection. So it's like, how can I use these skills if I'm not around people to even use them? They're just nice little tricks that I guess they can give you a sense of confidence that you can go into situations more prepared, but it's better to actually use them, right? And I realized I wasn't putting myself in situations to actually use them to their fullest, right? And so that was the situation, you know, with him, is that he didn't have that big, gigantic, all-encompassing goal that would take everything he had inside of him, again, physical, mental, emotionally, you know, all the skills that he had to actually achieve it, didn't have that bar set high enough. And so the first thing that we did was get him to, you know, talk about what's a goal that you really want if you could not fail. What would that be, right? And for him, it was that he wanted to be a vice president at his college, right? And just setting that goal just created so many breakthroughs and understandings. So we talked about things of, you know, how to get people on his team and how to, you know, create those win-win situations, how to become more charismatic and more attractive to other people. And I don't necessarily mean physically attractive, although I really believe that the more confident you are, the better your body language is, and that essence that you have of self-confidence can translate into a very attractive physical quality. It just shows up in your body. But I mean attractive, that other people want to be around you. They want to engage with you. They want to talk to you. They want to work with you. They want to have fun with you. Become more attractive. And it was just amazing how all of those skills that he never really used before, he's just, you know, using them. And the mind was thinking all the time on how to use them more effectively just because he set that huge goal, right? And then what happened was a position came up in his school that he wasn't sure if he had the right stuff to get this job, but he built up the courage and applied for the job, right? Really prepared. And then he came back confident, man, I really nailed that interview. He was just so satisfied whether he got the job or not, right? That he knows he presented himself with confidence and certainty, you know, in that interview, right? So then there was a couple weeks where, you know, he was wondering, oh man, did I get this job or not? He wasn't quite sure, and that was taxing his confidence, and I told him to hang in there, you know, until they say no. That doesn't mean he didn't get the job. And you know what? It's a great learning experience anyway, right? Well, anyway, he got that job, right? Very happy for him. He was very proud of what he was able to, that job that he was at, that position that he got that promotion for. But behind the scene, we talk every single week. It's one thing. You know, we came through the evolution that vice president wasn't good enough. Now, remember, just a couple months before, he didn't even have a big goal. He was like one of those middle management employees where, you know, you're kind of half on the regular worker side and then half on the management side, just kind of stuck in the middle, right? And, you know, we created a little bit of clarity of what he needed to do to make his goals happen, how he had to even play that. So he went from a guy with no goals to wanting to be vice president. And then he said, man, that's not big enough. I want to be the president, right? So, you know, through our talking, I said, the best thing to do is go out and get a mentor. Who's a president that you admire and you respect? Whether you know him or not, you respect him. I said, do you have someone like that in mind? And he did. I said, Go out, find him. Do whatever it takes. Use your man formation skills, your smoozing ability. Do whatever it takes to contact this guy and tell him you've always respected his work and you want him to serve as a mentor because you just admired him so much. And because I'm telling you, from someone who, you know, has drawn the attention of people who want me to help them, if someone is really focused and they're dedicated and they're really sincere in their efforts, not just big talkers, I mean, I can sense that they really want it badly, and they're willing to put some skin in the game, all right? You know, it would be one thing like this coaching client, you know, he didn't want coaching, he didn't dedicate himself to the half-hour sessions every week, but he said, oh, I want to really be successful. Now, here's an avenue. This guy's created tremendous growth in such a short period of time because he was really willing to invest his time and energy and his financial resources to hire me to make this stuff happen, right? He wasn't just, oh, there's a lot of guys that send me emails all the time. And I know they think they're really focused and they're dedicated, right? And maybe amongst their friends, or maybe this is the most focused and dedicated they've always been. But, you know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, I've seen the people who succeed, those people who fail and fade away, and the people in between. I know it with myself, the things that I have achieved at a high level and those things that I wasn't quite committed to, even though I didn't realize that at the time. All right. So I get bombarded with people wanting information with me. I know the difference, even though they may not know the difference. My point is, when I see somebody who is all in, who's really passionate, I'm going to do everything I can to help them because, number one, I guess I'm flattered that they come to me. Number two is I want to help them out because they're really not, they don't just think that, they are really focused and dedicated. And I really enjoy helping people. Right now, my time is limited. You know, obviously, you know, I've got to take care of myself and my family and my businesses. And, you know, I have my own clients that I can really go the extra mile for. But I tell you, if I see that person, I'm going to send them, maybe it won't be enough time for them, but I'll give them some of my time. So my point is I told them, I said, I gave them the mindset. I helped them to understand this guy is going to be massively impressed that you sought him out. And if you ask him the right questions, all right, and that you are really committed and dedicated, he'll be happy to talk to you. He'll be happy to mentor you and give you some advice. And I know he wasn't quite sure of that before, but he went out and he got that mentor, right? And they had a great conversation. I mean, he had to, you know, search around for this guy. They spent a couple hours on the phone. But the biggest thing that came out of that, surrounding yourself, going after it, knowing what you want, using all these skills, these smoozing skills, these persistent skills to find this guy, to, you know, get even put yourself in the position to apply for a job that maybe stretched yourself before, to set goals as vice president and then say, no, I want more and to be president, right? That takes a lot of balls. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of what you're doing by listening to this Morning Connection podcast. It takes a lot of assessment on your part, a constant evaluation to if you are really setting your goals high enough that you really work your ass off using everything you have available to you to make it happen. The goal has got to be juicy enough. It's got to be taxing enough. And at the same time, you know, it can't be just way out there. I'm sure you set those goals that are so gigantic that you're kind of in the back of your mind saying, who am I kidding? And you don't really get to work. So you got to find, you know, that goal that really engages you, that you're really passionate about, at the same time really stretches you. The point of the story is that, so he got this mentor, right? And this mentor who was a president used to work at this other college. And he said to him, he goes, you know what? After talking to him for a couple hours, that position that I used to be at is open for president at that college. I think that you should apply for it. He said this to my client, that you should apply for it. And I will do everything, again, to coach you, guide you, help you, prepare you for the interview, for the whole process to get that job. And just think about what tremendous difference in just a couple months, right, that he has gone through. And I told him yesterday, I said, man, you had this inside of you all the time. You know, I because I kind of got the impression that he was leading in a direction because he's so psyched so happy, so thankful that somehow going to, credit me for this. Or I said, man, no, this stuff was all inside of you. Maybe I helped you, you know, align your thoughts and your actions and get and instill the courage for you to really ask yourself what you really wanted and push you. See, that's what the beauty of the half hour sessions are every single week, right? But you have this inside of you. I just help guide you, right? The thing is, he said, you know, Skip, though, you know, I just want to tell you is that I don't know if I want that president position at that college, though. What do you think about that? Do you think I still should apply? And I said, hell yes, you should still apply. You should go through the practice, the exercise, the discipline of putting yourself through that. But this is the point that I wanted to make with him is that, you know, becoming your best, making your man formation, really playing up your strengths and camouflaging your weaknesses, but behind the scenes and, you know, working on those weaknesses so you become that total package. You're more comfortable and confident in whatever situations in life. That isn't that you become, I don't know, rich and famous, or you win a bodybuilding contest, or you get the job, or you make $1 million, or it's not about you have to do this to have specific things. You do it so you have options. You have the option that to have the best things in life. So if you want that president's position at that college, you don't have to take it, but you've created the best you that you have that option, all right? You know, my goals, I'm so transparent in these podcasts. You know where my mind is going, what's important to me, what I value. But you have to understand, put it in context, what have I accomplished in the past that I'm okay with now and I want more to where I'm at? And those values and goals may be different than yours. At the same time, we're all going for that next level to make us happy. So, you know, some people, I don't know, are materialistic. Some people just want to make a difference in the world. All right. What you want out of life, that is totally up to you. My thing is to get you to really ask for what you really want and have the options to have the best thing. So you don't have to be into money or things, or you don't want to win a stupid bodybuilding contest or whatever. It doesn't matter. You want to have the option to be able to execute these greater things in life, all right? So God, go through the process, you know, take that interview to be president of that college. Let them say yes, use all your skills, say yes, and then you can sit back and say, this is a nice school, but, you know, I'm going to wait. I'm going to work my way to the college that I really want, all right? That's a totally awesome, great thing, right? It's about you can exercise the option or not. But the thing is, you have the option. You know, like I said, the biggest thing I told him to realize is, look, just 3 months ago, you were just like a middle management worker with no direction, with no focus. And now you're interviewing, you know, with coaching and guiding from your mentor, you know, that ex-president to help you. He wants to help you, you know, get this job. And you were just there just months ago. I mean, that's the awesome thing about it, right? You know, I have another coaching client, and this is what I want to kind of talk about before I get into, you know, the theme, you know, this Morning Connection podcast. Let's go through our discipline. So what was it yesterday, that thing, big, little, small, somewhere in between, that when you did it, you said, wow, this impresses me. I stretch myself a little or a lot. And we do this every single day. It's just, do we take inventory of it? What was that thing yesterday that really impressed you? With all your high standards, with everything you've accomplished, this little thing even impressed you. All right? And then what was that cool moment that, you know, all your hard work, all the goodwill that you've set up, all your, you know, plugging away, I don't know, the relationships that you've built, you just bought a house and he kind of sat back and, wow, man, I wanted this for a long time. This is the culmination of all my hard work. And wow, this is a cool moment. Or maybe it's that car that you wanted. Or I don't know, maybe you're looking at your girlfriend or your wife, someone who, you know, you put yourself in a position to attract and you're just so appreciative of that person. And you went, wow, life is cool. right? I don't know, a sunrise or a sunset, or I don't know, a good cardio session. You caught yourself in the mirror and said, wow, this is really working. What is it? What was that cool moment for you? And then whether it's that thing that you accomplished that really impresses you or that cool moment, did you know it at the time? Because of all this mental conditioning we're doing during this Morning Connection podcast, you knew it at the time. Now you're looking for those things as they occur during your day. All right, that's when this is working, when you can appreciate the journey and you know you're winning the game when you're winning, right? So many people, they're winning, they're doing a great job, and they just grind themselves. They make the process so miserable that they can't take themselves to the next level. So yesterday was my one-on-one coaching day. I do it on Fridays and Sundays. Now, if you go to skiplacour.com and you go to the coaching section, and you go to the weekly coaching, and you think, wow, I really want to do this, it's just that I can't do it on Fridays or Sundays, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Just send me an email. Let me see what I can do. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this, although my time is limited. I'll see what I can do. No sense giving it a shot, all right? So send me that email. So, and I did these, by the way, I did these coaching sessions on the road in Boise, Idaho, after getting up in the morning, doing this podcast for you. And I was working in three different time zones at the time, my time zone in California, but I was in Central Time Zone in Idaho, and I had people on the East Coast. So all this arranging of time in between my meetings all day long at bodybuilding.com. So, you know, yesterday a common theme came up with a couple of the people I work for. One is a 25-year-old multimillionaire, all right? And, I mean, that's pretty impressive all by itself, you know. And, you know, he's got some things that he's taken his life to the next level. And we were just talking about the thing that he's attacking in his life, how is he going to go about it, right? And so it's, do you do a little at a time or you just totally go all in, right? See, the thing is when you go all in on something else that you want to take yourself to the next level at, right? You've accomplished a certain level of expertise, accomplishment, whatever, in one area of life, but you want to add more dimension. You want something else, right? And if you go all into that, right, then what happens? That thing that you've been so great at, and for him, it's obviously his business, right? This is what he's going for. It doesn't have anything to do with business. It's just something that he needs to do to round out his life that's important to him, right? So the fear is that, you know, if you go all into this other thing, then your business is going to suffer, right? And that's the way that he decided he needed to play that. He doesn't do things well where you dab a little here, dab a little bit here, you manage this, manage that. He's got to be all in, just go for total mastery and worry about balancing it out later. And the analogy that I used for him is, I get it, you know, it's like you have a new series on TV that you fall in love with, right? Maybe you kind of always heard about The Sopranos or something like that, and so now it's, you know, on your cable channel, you can watch all the past episodes, right? Maybe that's not a good example. Let's use something that's a current TV show, right, that is very popular, very successful, and it's still running today, right? But, yeah, I don't know, it's season 7 and you never watched it before. And so the analogy is to go back and just binge watch these TV shows, like, I don't know, 3 hours of it. Three episodes all at one time, all weekend long, all day and all night, until you're all in, until you catch up, and then you watch it every week in present time. I mean, you just go all in, you know, get that total mastery, and then, you know, you work it into a normal schedule later on. And that's the way that he feels best about accomplishing this new dimension in his life, right? And so the challenge is that, you know, when you go all in something else, you're not going to be balanced anymore. And those are the things that you're great at. And those are going to suffer at least for a while. Right. And then the same day, I have a 19-year-old bikini competitor who also has a background as a ballet dancer her entire life. And she's at a very prestigious college at the same time. So she's doing all these things. And, you know, her, she came from a different angle. You know, she's very focused and dedicated on the training and eating and attaining the knowledge. Obviously, a 19-year-old who takes the time, right, to seek me out, to put some skin in the game, to sign up for coaching, I mean, just the person who would do that alone, I mean, they're going in the right direction. I mean, whether they get anything from me at all, which, trust me, I am confident when I say they're getting a lot of my knowledge, experience, and insight during these sessions. But just a person who would even do that, would even, at 19 years old, seek out a person like me. And trust me, there's thousands of people who listen to these podcasts, thousands of people who say they want to get to the next level, who would never even think about doing this, let alone investing in themselves this way. So just the fact that she would do that makes her one out of a thousand or more. So whether or not she gets anything out of the coaching sessions, she's the type of person who would step up. That says so much about her and how focused and dedicated she really is. It's not just talking, she's doing. She's putting some skin in the game, right? So that's the great thing about this coaching. It's so easy for me to take them to the next level because that the person who would, you know, sign up for this coaching, they've got the motivation part all down. They just need strategies, you know, to guide them in the right direction. So I don't spend my time motivating anybody. They're highly motivated to begin with. So we go right to the elite next level distinctions and strategies. So, you know, her thing was that, wow, I'm really good at this bikini competition. She's done very well in a very short period of time. She obviously goes to a very prestigious college. So, you know, it took some, she had to be educated and hardworking in that department to get there. And plus she has this dance background too. And so she said to me, goes, you know, wow, you know, I don't know if I just want my identity, my essence, who I am, just tied up in being a bikini competitor. And I thought, you know, that was brilliant, right? That, you know, she's constantly assessing, even though she's done very well, if this is what she really wants. She wanted to be known for other things. And it goes back to the same thing with the 25-year-old multimillionaire that I'm working with. You know, and I explained to her is that, you know, balance in life isn't a 24-hour-a-day thing or even a week-to-week thing. Right? She didn't become that great dancer, a great student, because she wasn't all in. She kind of dabbled in everything. You know, and especially, you know, what she's going to have to do to make her goals in this as a bikini competitor. It's going to take focus and dedication, maybe imbalance for a while. But then it's what it balances out over time. Then when she looks back to, say, 2 years from now, where she's got her a lot further along in her education, she has the history and the confidence and the experience of being such a great dancer, again, the education, and she became a bikini professional, right? At no certain time did she ever necessarily have balance, because she, to become a master, become outstanding, not just a dabbler, not just okay, to be outstanding at the level, someone who wants to be a president of a college, at the level, someone is 25 years old and they're a multimillionaire, someone who, you know, at 19 years old has the success she has in dance, goes to a prestigious college, and already has bikini contest victories under her belt, right? You're going to have to be all in on what you're doing. You can't just dabble at a whole bunch of things. So balance has to be looked at over a number of years. So I really see there's a lot of people who want to be great. They want to be one out of a thousand, you know, and they're convincing themselves that they're all in. At the same time, you know, they're struggling with this balance on a day-to-day basis. You know, I look at myself and I'm going through another period of time where, you know, it's a lot of growth. It's a lot of opportunity, you know, for me. But you know what? Opportunity doesn't mean shit. You know, actually, if you haven't come to this period of your life when, you know, you use your abilities to make people like you and give you opportunities, right, and chances, wow, you're a great guy or whatever, and you have a history of looking back and saying, wow, You know, I had that opportunity and I blew it. I lost interest. Or I really didn't go all in. I kind of half-assed it. Now, that opportunity is now gone. And then you think, well, I'm a great guy. I'll have more opportunities. There's got to be a point in time where opportunities don't mean shit. It's what you actually do with them. So, you know, I look at the imbalances in my life, and I know a lot of times I think, oh, wow, this dedication to bodybuilding and training. Oh, man, what a vacuum. Man, it costs me a lot. Man, I got to work extra hard now. I know I share that with you, and it's because I want you to know to become awesome at what you do. I have the privilege of you listening to me, and it's really because of all those trophies that I won. No matter what it costs me, you're talking to me, you're listening to me now because of the trophies that I won. All right. And sometimes, you know, I have to keep that in mind because it's created so many opportunities. Look, I'm not so arrogant to think that all these opportunities, like I said, that I created with bodybuilding.com, great opportunities for my company, Mass Machine Nutrition. I know it's because of all the articles that I've written for so many years, the reputation as a bodybuilder, as a coach. Is a champion bodybuilder, the way I approach bodybuilding, right? I know it's from the hundreds of videos that I've made, the hundreds of questions that I answered on the bodybuilding.com message board, all right? All these podcasts that I do, all the giving, that, look, this takes me time. It takes me energy. It takes me time away from my family. And actually, it's taken me, all this work that I'm doing now is taking away from my focus on my physique, right? You know what I mean? I don't stop and eat all the time because I've got so much work to do all the time building this business, right? And so I'm going through these same balances that I've talked about with my clients is that, man, it's like managing it all. How do you do it? And I have to remind myself what I just told you is that, okay, you get the business down, you do this, you do that, then you can kind of go back. You know the skills, you know the mindset, you know what it takes to get your, you know, body in peak shape, right? You're just not focusing on that as much now. You are going to the gym, you know what to do, but you're just not focusing on that because you're going into a new area, right, that you're working to master. So how do I get all these things done, right? I have to remember that it's balanced life over time. But getting back to the opportunities, these opportunities that I've created for Mass Machine Nutrition for myself that's going to get me to my goals where I want to go. Now, this portion of my life is because of all that imbalance, all that extreme focus that cost me so much, where I wasn't balanced. It's all created now. But again, it doesn't matter if you create an opportunity now. I've got to be all in over here, right? I can't rest on any laurels, any trophies that I want, any articles that I used to write, right? That just created the opportunity. Now, I've got to execute on the plan, which is a whole new skill set, which is a whole new mindset. I've got to be all in. And guess what? I'll probably be imbalanced maybe for a short period of time in some of those other areas that I mastered. I have to, you know, understand that, especially where I am right now. And, you know, a couple of things is that, you know, when I've got so many projects going on, you know, one thing is my Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. You know, I posted something the other day, a little excerpt from the book, and you know, I noticed that, I don't know if it was because it was too long, and said, you might have said, oh, wow, that seems interesting, I'll come back to it later, and you know, it's on posted on the internet, so you know, probably looking at it at your phone, you know, how much time do you have to read it? You know, a few, couple comments that really weren't hitting the point that I made, couple likes, and it could be that it wasn't interesting. It could have been that I just posted too much. It was too long for that format. I'm not quite sure. I just want to tell you is that I test a lot of things, the direction that I'm going. And I just think that social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter are a great way to just give you guys a little taste to see if you buy it, see if you think it's interesting. All right. So, you know, if I post something and you think it's interesting, man, a little comment here, a little like here. I guess I shouldn't have to ask for it. I guess if it's so compelling, right? If it's so compelling, you would just go ahead and like it without me prompting you, right? So anyway, but you know, if it is something that moves you, let me know. I really appreciate, you know, the comments. The other thing is, as I talk about where I'm going, man, if I had people, whether you don't have to be a competitive bodybuilder, if you are just crazy passionate, you are willing to have some balls to get out there and share your message, share our message, the Mass Machine Nutrition, the Mass Machine Training mindset, work ethic, the strategies, again, the mindset when it comes to it. Man, I'm looking for people to help spread my brand. Now I'm really realizing what I really did for those other companies in the past, because there aren't people like that. You know, there are people who, you know, really want to share their opinion. They want to make YouTube videos and post on the message boards where they really haven't mastered, you know, the training part. You know, they kind of just got locked into a philosophy and, I don't know, find a couple books to support that and do a lot of arguing that point on the internet. I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's good, stepping up as a leader, but they haven't mastered the physique part of it, right? Then you have guys who, you know, really put their head down and really win bodybuilding contests, and that's awesome. Nice physique, nice pictures. That doesn't do me any good either, right? I try to explain this to guys who I'm kind of working with, or they want to work with it. You know, that's not, you know, you winning a contest, that isn't spread the message in the brand. I mean, you got to get it out there on social media. You got to have some guts. You got to, you know, kind of put yourself out there where you're going to be criticized, right? And you got to be persistent. Man, you got to just go at it. You know, one thing at the bodybuilding.com headquarters is met an awesome gentleman, and he's in charge, you know, of the message boards. And he just pulled me aside and said, man, what you're doing on the message boards, you know, is just awesome. All that content, all that consistency. And he said, you know, when new brands come to me and they go, hey, how can we do our business? How can we improve this business? What are some things available to us? The first thing he says is that he sends them to my thread. He says, wow, this is what you should be doing, which is a nice compliment, but it just shows, you know, that consistency. I'm constantly pounding out there. I'm sure I have a post every single day over I don't know how many years. I'm just consistent. I'm like a bulldog. I'm tenacious, right? And I'm looking for the people who are willing to do that, not just dabble around, not think they're committed, not think they got a great body. Not, I mean, you got to be all in, right? And so what's that doing is putting tremendous pressure on me to be the business guy who's innovative, who's running the business of Mass Machine Nutrition, the nuts and bolts that, you know, you don't see on this podcast. That's totally, totally consuming, all right? It takes so much time and energy and focus. You know, that all you guys want are the great products that I'm providing. You don't need to know, well, maybe you're interested, but that's not important for me to tell you all that. Then I'm the front man. I'm still the front man for my own brand. You know, where, you know, I have to be out there posting and coaching and guiding. You know, I love to do it, doing podcasts like this, right? Well, now there's another element that with these opportunities that, that, you know, I have created for myself is that, you know, it's being on camera, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean is that in addition to all these things, man, I got to get in shape. I got to find a way to stop what I'm doing, make sure I get all these disciplines that I tell you. I got to follow them 100%. Hell, I got to either get in a tanning booth in the sun for the first time, I don't know, in 10 years. I got to be camera ready too, right? So all these things, all these moving parts, you know, all this imbalance to be balanced and this juggling act, man, I'm going through business, physically, mentally, emotionally, now physique-wise, to master all these things, to take advantage of these opportunities. These are the big goals, like I talked about, the president of the college. Man, these are the really big goals that are stretching me every direction, every which way. And, man, I love it, right? And in addition, you know, I've got a wife and a baby that are very important to me that I'm managing that too. But, man, this is what makes life exciting, right? So I guess the point of all this is, what the hell is balance? What the hell is that to you? How important is that too? Are you clinging on it, you know, too tightly, and that's preventing you from going all in, and you're just kind of a dabbler in everything, even though you're working hard, even though you have the right intentions, even though you have the right goals, right? So anyway, you know, getting back to that point, man, if I explain to you what I'm looking for, right, if you think you're that person, let me know. And really, I'll just tell you this right now. If you think you're that person, then you should already have a blog or a website or be able to direct me to the message boards. It isn't like I am motivating you to start doing this stuff. I'm not quite sure if that's the fit quite yet. Now, if you're saying, wow, I want a piece of that, and then you get started now, and then you create some type of track record for 6 months, and you come to me for six months from now and say, look what all I've done. That's something different. All right, and I hope I can, if this is what you want to do, you know, get started now. But I'm really looking for somebody who's already established themselves. I don't want to be the source of motivation for you wanting to spread your message, to get on the message boards, to be a leader. I don't want necessarily me to be the stimulus for that right now. I want somebody who is just part of who they are. What made me so valuable to the companies that I was with in the past is that nobody told me to do any of the things that I did. Nobody told me to write an article. Nobody told me to get in shape 2 weeks ahead of time to do photo shoots that would last forever. It was all my own initiative. So I'm looking for a person with that same initiative. All right, guys. Have a great day, great Saturday, however you choose to spend it. It was great connecting with you again this morning, and we'll talk again tomorrow.